Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And I want to make a correction on an intro. We are not at St. Hubert's Cathedral, where we normally broadcast from. We're at Scott's Marine. It's an open house here in Alberta, Alabama. Lucio Orfanello, the owner, is with us. And we have Larry Roussel. Gumbo is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Come on by and get you some. Lucio, you're not supposed to have this much fun. You're supposed to be working today.
Oh, I'm having fun.
We got a good crew here. You know, a lot of fun, a lot of good talking. Larry Roussel, longtime friend of mine. Larry Roussel's Uncle Larry Seasoning. Got the stew and the few and the gumbo. What you going to be fixing for these Alabama folks? Do you think they can handle Louisiana gumbo?
Heck yeah. You know, I think they had a couple cook-offs in Louisiana against Alabama. And unfortunately, I think Louisiana lost both times.
Uh-oh.
So that's not good. I wasn't in that competition, y'all.
Tell us about your signature product, the Ready Set Gumbo that you're going to be having here today.
Yeah, so we're doing Ready Set Gumbo, and I tell this to people all the time. A gumbo normally takes 2, 3, 4 hours. With my gumbo, especially on a small scale, it's going to take you 30 minutes. That's it. You're going to have a fully cooked gumbo start to finish. It's quick, easy, and delicious.
And you're starting to get it into a lot more stores. You're spreading out, but they can also get it online if they want, right?
They get it online, but the problem when you get it online, you got to pay postage. So that's a downfall,
right,
for that. But I still get orders. Get a lot of people from Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and my biggest customer base is Texas, okay? Yeah, so they got a lot of orders from Texas. But like I say, Alabama, whenever somebody orders from Alabama, hey, how close are you to a Rouse's? And I get a lot from North Alabama, too. So,
well, we got a Rouse's here in Orange Beach.
Oh, there you go.
One.
Yeah, that's at Gulf Shores, right?
Right. Huh?
Yep. So I'm in there. I know that for sure. Now, I will tell all you Alabama listeners, go to Rouse's. They got my Ready Set Gumbo and my stew and a few. But if they don't have my seasoning or my brown sugar dry rub, all you got to do is ask the manager, and they can get it.
Good deal. Lucio, you've had it. How do you rate Larry's gumbo?
Oh, it's good. Very good. Fast, easy. No complaints.
And he's a good critic. You know, he's from Louisiana and Alabama. He defected. He's from Louisiana, down in Bayou country, so he knows a good gumbo.
Well, there you
when
go. There
it.
You go. And when I get somebody like that and they give me a thumbs up, I really appreciate that.
What time will the gumbo be ready to be served?
Well, when we finish the interview, you're gonna show me where to set up, right?
That's
and then
right.
After he shows me where to set up, we're gonna do enough gumbo. I'm doing a 15-gallon pot, so we're gonna have a gumbo is gonna be ready by 9 o'clock. I promise.
All right, very good. Come by and see him and get a sample. And if you got some, if they want to take some home, you got it.
Well, no, I didn't bring,
didn't bring any for sale.
I didn't bring any. I figured we're going to empty that pot out here. So.
Well, we'll tell them where they can find it when they come by.
Well, look, Don, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy C.J. Bo that came, made the trip with me. My
That's your chauffeur?
Guy.
He drove you
Well, no, I'm the driver.
Oh, he was the navigator?
I'm his chauffeur. He navigated.
Well, y'all weren't too late. You made it pretty good.
Yeah,
here.
We did good.
All right. Well, come see me, Uncle Larry Roussel. Ed Miller, the Wingbone, is here. Captain Patrick Garmison. Of course, we got Raleigh Cooper and Lucio Orfanello. If you're in the market for a boat, a buggy, boat of any kind, they've got some beautiful pontoon boats. They got bass boats, bass trackers, and some really good deals. You won't find better prices than this right now, this time of year. It's still before the heavy season. We're coming back. We're going to talk to our Born in the Bayou buddy, Captain Mike Gallo. Find out what's on his agenda for this Saturday morning where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting good daylight here in Alberta, Alabama. I'm at the open house of Scott's Marine, and it does get a little bit lighter earlier here than it does in Louisiana because it's further east. Let's check in with Captain Mike Gallo and get a weather report and a fishing report, which is brought to you by CETO. Now, we were talking about those guys earlier. CETO membership, you can't leave home without it. Free towing, 24/7, nationwide, any boat that you own or borrow. Dr. Doc Towing, they come bring you gas if you run out, if you got fuel you need delivered, or jumpstart electrical problems, and it's easy to get. You can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. He's also at some of the shows. You might want to stop by and see him at the show. And if nothing else, probably the easiest way to do it is just do it online, CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, what you got planned this weekend? I had some bad weather move through yesterday, but I think the rest of the weekend's looking pretty good. Did that wind and a lot of that fresh water, is that going to affect the fishing for you this weekend?
I don't think the fresh water is going to be a problem, Don. As you know, it generally is lighter, and it sits on the top of the salt water, so I don't see that being an issue. We may have some dirty water. I worked on the dock yesterday, and we consistently had winds of 20 miles an hour, and that led up to maybe 3 o'clock when the rain started, and then it seemed like the wind got even worse, and my work on the dock was over. I headed for dry land or in the house where I could stay warm and stay dry. So the only thing I'm concerned with is, you know, the wind went from southeast to southwest, and then west, and then northwest. And right now it's northwest, seems to be kind of like Robbie said, maybe 7 to 10 miles an hour. And that's the forecast. Forecast calls for winds out of the northwest today around 10 miles an hour. It did call for some fog. I'm at the lodge now, and I don't see any fog at all. So I don't think fog is going to be an issue. Your biggest issue may be finding clean water. I'm going to head deep into the marsh today and fish some of the intersections where two bayous come together. And generally there's deep holes in those areas, shells on the bottom. And we'll throw a combination of gulp as well as live shrimp. And we'll see what we can catch.
Are you targeting trout, reds, or both?
We are targeting fish. I actually have a friend of yours that's going to be fishing with me today. It's the first time he's fishing with me. I'll give you some clues. You do business with him. He does business with you. I do business with him, and he's also doing business with me today for the first time. And I would say if there's anybody out there that doesn't like his product, it's simply because they hadn't tried his product. Care to take a guess?
That sounds like a lot of business going on there, some monkey business going on.
I am... I am fishing with Tom from Double D Meats in Bogalusa.
Oh, Tom Stogner. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's super, Tom. Man.
He's coming with his son. His son's got a break from school, spring break. You know, I explained the conditions to him, and I didn't think it would be a great day, but I didn't think it would be a terrible day. And he's a lifelong fisherman, so he understands and wants to spend some of that quality time with his son. And we'll go out and certainly give it 100% and see what we come back with.
Well, I know he's taking care of you on some sausage-making processing.
Yeah, every year that I'm fortunate enough to harvest a deer, I bring it over there. And I was talking to him on the phone last night, you know, getting details about our trip today. And I told him if I shoot a small deer, it becomes breakfast sausage. If I shoot a bigger deer, it becomes smoked sausage for whenever we make red beans and rice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, he's got that giveaway coming up. He's going to be doing a drawing for that Browning rifle and scope, that package that he's got offered. So that's not going to be too far off. I think it's beginning of April when he does the drawing, so people still have time to bring some game, whether it be a hog or deer or whatever they happen to have in their freezer.
Yep, I have a ticket with him this year, and I don't know if there's any way I can spice him up to pull my ticket, but I'll certainly try.
I don't think so. It's going to be up and up, but good luck to you anyway. Well, Mike, what else can you tell people fishing this weekend? What are some of the other things they might look for given the conditions we've got?
Well, you know, you think about the wind was strongest when it was out of the south and southeast. So I would assume the southern shorelines of whatever lake you're going to be fishing in will probably be the best. Even though the wind right now has a north component to it, it's not too terribly strong. So I don't think wave action will be a factor as long as you have a decent sized boat. I plan on passing by the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain because I did catch some trout in Lake Pontchartrain last week. Not a tremendous amount, but just like Darryl was saying earlier, it's just about to really get going good. Fortunately, the fish that we did catch were all nice size. There was a few undersized ones mixed in, but the majority were keeper-sized fish. I don't know that it would be enough to, you know, do a charter on, but I did catch six or eight each time that I went. I only fished twice last week in Lake Pontchartrain. So a week has passed, almost a week has passed since I made those trips, and it's going to happen here relatively soon. They'll start biting pretty good. It looks like there's good-sized fish. The other safe bet is to go deep in the marsh where you're pretty much going to have clean water. And, you know, there's still trout in the marsh. There's a bunch of smaller-sized redfish in the marsh, and there's so many other things that you can catch, the freshwater catfish, the bass, the black drum, the sheephead. Fortunately, I hadn't seen any hardhead catfish yet. So
they're coming. Trust me. They'll be there.
They'll be around.
Yes, they will. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get on your busy calendar, and I know it's busy because I've been looking at some dates with you, I got you on my website, and that goes to your website, or they can go there direct. Give us that direct website and that telephone number if somebody's interested in hooking up with you for a trip.
Very simple. My business is Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And my website is an abbreviation of that, which is aaofla.com. And the phone number, 985-781-7811.
Well, I hope Double D brings some sausage po' boys for you on that trip today.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to have a good time. We had good conversation on the phone. So I'm sure during the trip we'll have a lot of good conversation, talk with his son. It's going to be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. Don, I did want to mention that CETO is still running its spring special, its boat show special, which is 14 months of service for the price of 12.
Yeah, which is $199. What a bargain, and it's renewable.
And that doesn't matter if you're a new member or you've been a member for years. They just add that 2 extra months on your total.
Right. Just ask anybody who's ever had to pay for towing without a policy, and they will tell you what a bargain that is. Mike, great talking to you. Good report. And, again, have fun with Uncle Tom, and we'll see you next time.
All right, John. We'll talk to you then.
All right, that's Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. Coming up next, if you like to paddle for your fish with a kayak, Lucio, you don't sell kayaks, do you? Kayaks are your competition.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, those are kind of like a blow boat to me.
A lot of people are in them, and they also have bay boats, too. We're going to talk to Brendan Bayard, a paddler extraordinaire, about a fishing report for you. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our paddler's fishing report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Some people call them the Plastic Navy. It's a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find in three locations, the Mid-City of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain over in Covington. You're going to find kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Check it out. You can also try before you buy on the demo days, and you'll find out that schedule by going to the webpage or the Facebook. That's Massey Outfitters, M-A-S-S-E-Y, outfitters.com. Brendan Bayard is one of our field reporters for the kayakers. And, Brendan, they had a big tournament coming up next week called the Trout Challenge down in Golden Meadow, Leeville area. A lot of people are going to be down there. What can you tell us about the fishing down there right now for paddlers?
Well, I think the schedule just lined up perfectly for that this year, Don. Been down there the last couple of weeks, and the fishing has been incredible. Not a ton of numbers, but some really nice-sized trout. So that's what we want for a trout tournament like that. You're hunting for those, you know, those few big fish, those few big bites. You're throwing big baits, topwaters, corkies, those kind of things, and trying to get five fish to do that CPR tournament with. And we've been catching a lot of fish over 20 inches, even some right up to about 5 pounds. So it should be some good stringers.
The details of the tournament. How does it work, and how do people get signed up for it?
So you can sign up on TourneyX, which is the app that you can sign up and use to do the CPR fishing. That's where we started back when we did COVID. Every once in a while, we'll do a CPR tournament. This one is on that. You can launch for this tournament at either Golden Meadow Public Launch or the Leeville Public Launch, trying to get people a couple of options, but at the same time kind of make it a shotgun-style format. Once you pick a launch, you can go out there and give it a go. And I tell you, both places have really been good. You have a lot of nice reefs and stuff all along the lake there at Catfish, and likewise at Leeville, very similar situations. Broken shell in depths of, 3 to 5 feet have been holding fish, doing drifts across those kind of areas, or, targeting points and drains on shorelines. I like to start with top water in the morning. If it's cloudy, keep going longer all day. If I'm seeing a lot of surface activity, certainly that keeps the top water going all day long. If I'm just getting swipes or, solid hookups, I'll go to that corky and just kind of work it right like a top water right below the surface of the water. It's been great.
Brendan, in that area, if somebody was fishing with shrimp or they were fishing downsized little soft plastics on jig head, you can catch those trout around 12 inches all day long and plenty of them. But when you fish in a tournament like that Trout Challenge, what would be your one go-to bait for a big fish? Would it be that topwater corky maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably throwing like a she-dog or something like that if there's a little bit of ripple in there. If it's a little bit quieter, I might go to something that has a little bit less amount of noise, something like a Spook Junior or something like that.
And our paddler's fishing report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Some people call them the Plastic Navy. It's a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find in three locations, the Mid-City of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain over in Covington. You're going to find kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Check it out. You can also try before you buy on their demo days, and you'll find out that schedule by going to the webpage or the Facebook. That's Massey Outfitters, M-A-S-S-E-Y, outfitters.com. Brendan Bayard is one of our field reporters for the kayakers, and Brendan, they got a big tournament coming up next week called the Trout Challenge down in Golden Meadow, Leeville area. A lot of people are going to be down there. What can you tell us about the fishing down there right now for paddlers?
Well, I think the schedule just lined up perfectly for that this year, Don. Been down there the last couple of weeks, and the fishing has been incredible. Not a ton of numbers, but some really nice-sized trout. So that's what we want for a trout tournament like that. You're hunting for those, you know, those few big fish, those few big bites. You're throwing big baits, top waters, corkies, those kind of things, and trying to get five fish to do that CPR tournament with. And we've been catching a lot of fish over 20 inches, even some right up to about 5 pounds. So it should be some good stringers.
The details of the tournament, how does it work and how do people get signed up for it?
So you can sign up on TourneyX, which is the app that you can sign up and use to do the CPR fishing. That's where we started back when we did COVID. Every once in a while, we'll do a CPR tournament. This one is on that. You can launch for this tournament at either Golden Meadow Public Launch or the Leeville Public Launch, trying to get people a couple options, but at the same time, kind of make it a shotgun-style format. Once you pick a launch, you can go out there and give it a go. And I tell you, both places have really been good. You have a lot of nice reefs and stuff all along the lake there at Catfish, and likewise at Leeville. Very similar situations. Broken shell in depths of 3 to 5 feet have been holding fish, doing drifts across those kind of areas, or targeting points and drains on shorelines. I like to start with top water in the morning. If it's cloudy, keep going longer all day. If I'm seeing a lot of surface activity, certainly that keeps the top water going all day long. If I'm just getting swipes or not solid hookups, I'll go to that corky and just kind of work it right like a top water right below the surface of the water. It's been great.
Brendan, in that area, if somebody was fishing with shrimp or they were fishing downsized little soft plastics on jig head, you can catch those trout around 12 inches all day long and plenty of them. But when you fish in a tournament like that Trout Challenge, what would be your one go-to bait for a big fish? Would it be that topwater corky maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably throwing like a she-dog or something like that if there's a there's a little bit of ripple in there. If it's a little bit quieter, I might go to something that has a little bit less amount of noise, something like a Spook Junior or something like that. I'm kind of, I don't want to beat them over the head with noise, but at the same time, you want them to be able to find you. That's a great search bait, if you will. And then once you find them, that corky is just deadly because, they don't really miss it like a topwater. You throw a topwater, you might get a swipe, you might miss right. A big fish. You throw that corky, they're smashing it.
That's what you want. On the freshwater side, City Park Big Bass Rodeo, oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country. It kicks off March 23rd. We're like 2 weeks away. There's also a special category for paddlers that they fish in Bayou St. John. What are some of your tips and advice if you're fishing for a big bass in that bayou?
Try to do some scouting and find out what side of the bayou those fish are at, and just kind of work that bank pretty fast. I like something kind of like a search bait, I'm sorry, I'm under the weather today, Don, big time. I woke up and I'm sneezing and coughing every second.
Uh-oh.
I'm not on the radio right now.
Yeah, maybe one of those chatterbait. I was going to say, that's the one that makes a little bit of vibration and racket,
Yeah, but the fishing's been good, man. Talk about some nice, some nice bass being right there in town. So, it's a great fishery to have right there at the fingertips of everybody. So,
and it's at the right time. It's at the right time of the year when it's probably at its peak, as far as big bass.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brendan, go take some medicine. Maybe catch a nap if you need to. Thank you for
yes, sir, for
slugging through this report. We really appreciate it.
I got crud.
All right, I hope we can't get it through the radio. See you next week,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Take care. All righty. All right, there he is. That's Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric Mohabarak. All right, we got a text in. Says, if I see Squiggy the Squirrel, watch out for Uncle Larry. He makes a mean squirrel gumbo. That's from Big Mike in Bayou Liberty. It absolutely does. I can attest to it personally. I made some squirrel gumbo with the Ready Set Gumbo, and it is perfection. All right, coming back after this, everybody's favorite, Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Well, you hear what this guy did? Yep. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you're just getting up and getting tuned into the show, we're at Scott's Marine today. It's an open house. It's on Highway 98 in Alberta, and boats, motors, trailers, ATVs, side-by-sides. Lucio Orfanello, the owner, joins us. And, Lucio, I asked you to kind of nail down some of your best buys. For people that didn't hear us early this morning, tell them what's going on here today with the show.
All right, thank you, Don. We have our Regency 250 LE Sport with over $14,000 off on that price, and that's including the trailer as well. We have a Tracker Pro Team 190 with $2,795 off on that boat today, and we have Boating Magazine Tahoe Boat of the Year, the Tahoe T21 for $45,975, trailer included as well.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, these are some good-looking Tracker boats. They've come a long way over the years with that line.
They have. It's the Tahoe's actually dominating the market right now in the sport boat segment, so we're excited about that.
Very good. Come by and see him. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you about this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. We'll do it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Our story began on January the 15th. A Monterey, Louisiana man by the name of Taylor Campbell was cited for alleged hunting from a moving vehicle, discharging a firearm from a public road, hunting deer during illegal hours, and hunting deer from a public road in Concordia Parish. It was that night at 7:30 when Senior Agent Jameson Loomis was on patrol on a public road in Monterey, and he observed Campbell stop his vehicle, use an infrared light to locate a deer, and shoot at it from his vehicle. Talk about getting caught red-handed. Senior Agent Loomis found Campbell in possession of a rifle fitted with a night vision scope, which is a no-no for deer hunting. Agent Loomis seized the infrared light and the night vision scope. Fortunately for Campbell, he can thank his poor marksmanship for not having to face additional fines and penalties. He missed the deer. As it is, he's looking at maximum fines of $2,300, up to 120 days in jail. I'm talking about 32-year-old Taylor B. Campbell of Monterey, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Yep, there's no end to him. We get them all the time. I want to remind you there is a fundraiser going on. We talked about this last week with Lucas Hidalgo of the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. They're asking to support Sergeant Rich Heinold in his fight against cancer. And you can do that. In fact, I ordered three of these. They've got some special dry fit T-shirts with the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association logo. And the money is going to be donated to Sergeant Heinold to help he and his family in their fight with cancer. And to get one of these, go to supportlwaa.com. That's supportlwaa.com. All right, when we come back after this break, we're going to be looking for the Plastic Man. Could he be in Buras? Could he be in Luling? Could he be in Mexico? We never know, but we'll find him for you and get a report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man joins us, and I got a comment in from texter 7662, and he says, uh-oh, my text jumped on me there. Let me dig it back up. When these texts come in frequently, it happens. It says, our bad boy had an NVG scope and still missed? Are we sure he's from Louisiana? That's embarrassing. All right, we got this one. Says, good morning, Don, everyone listening. My name is Gumbo. A friend of mine wants to go to Grand Isle of Martha, the little coup front. Any word on what's going on? Oh, it's on the side of the road. Thanks. Well, we just heard from Darrell Carpenter, and he says, yeah, it's starting to pick up, and the fish there, you're still going to find some small fish on that side of the road. But Secret's going to be trying to find some clear water. We had a lot of wind switching going on. All right, Captain Ryan Lambert joins us now. We find him in Luling today. And, well, the wedding is over, and you still survived it. So what's next for you?
I don't know. I'm too broke to buy gas.
And you weren't even the one that got married.
Yeah, but I'm the one paid for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, let's hope it was a good investment.
It was unbelievable. That young lady had a dream wedding, and she gets weddings for a living, so you know her dream was pretty dang big.
Absolutely. Well, what's going on, DTR?
Well, the river's down to 6. Actually, it's 5.9 today, so it's really low for this time of year. The water is getting greenish in places. If this wind will settle down, we'll start whacking trout too. But they limit on reds every single day. They still doing real good on the reds. But it's been too windy to go after the trout. You know, it's just been really blowing. I went 2 days ago in the morning early, and you know, we was catching some trout on the west side, and then the wind picked up. But everybody's fishing the east side right now because that's where the reds are. You know, it's funny, the west side, you know, I covered a lot of territory sight fishing the other day by myself, and I didn't see that many reds on the west side. I mean, it's really funky right now. But the east side sure got them.
Yeah. You know, your name came up. You know, we had a commission meeting this week, and they still have not named that position for the commissioner. We're waiting for the governor to make an appointment. Are you hearing anything? Well,
I thought they had. I thought they had named it.
Nathan Wall. Yeah, they did.
Wall, yeah.
Right, exactly right.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm waiting. My turn's coming, hopefully.
Well, and that doesn't keep you from having a voice in it, too.
Oh, no. I'm real busy with restoration right now. I'm trying to get some things done on the backside with the lawyers so I can go ahead and get that next grant and build about 30,000 acres on the east side with Ducks Unlimited. So hopefully that'll come pretty soon.
You know, this is something that, you know, you and I, you know, duck hunting is a big part of your business and the operation at Cajun Fish and Adventures. And we talk about duck hunting, and this has not received a lot of public announcing or gotten out, but I don't know if you're aware that right now they have a resolution in the National Wildlife Refuge System to actually reverse that policy that allows flooded corn on national refuges. And they want to reverse that to restore what they call more natural waterfowl migration, which means more ducks down south. And if people go to regulations.gov, you got to dig around for it. But you can actually find this proposed law. They're trying to change the law. You know, when they did that, they allowed the corn to be grown and the water to be flooded. And they did it on national wildlife refuges, and then they do it on private lands too. But this move would end it on national wildlife refuges.
I would imagine that not so much of that is coming from us in the south, but coming from people around Arkansas and Tennessee, because after they did telemetry, it seems that those birds stay between those three refuges in that corn and just rotate in them, and very seldom come off.
Right. The people on the private lands, you know, because they've got pressure on there, birds don't come there. And so it's probably going to help them, too. And maybe it'll increase the migration down here, where we don't have to rely on total Arctic blizzards to get a few ducks down here.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, a lot of our ducks don't eat corn, but some of them do, especially the mallards, and we don't have mallards at all. But we get rid of some of this salt water and push the fresh water into our swamps and marshes and get rid of that corn up there. They will tell them we might kill ducks again.
Yeah,
I can't complain. I kill a lot of ducks, but the mallards,
you know, there's
mallards. No, I don't kill
rare.
A lot of mallards. Out of 5,000 ducks this year, I killed 5 mallards.
Yeah,
that's pretty sparse. But you know, we'll get our teal and we'll get our gadwalls and widgeons and pintails. Pintails especially, we have all the pintails. It seems like, you know, they'll leave a few days and go up there when we get too high of water, but they come right back. We got tons of pintails and been having canvasbacks real good in the last 3 or 4 years. So We take what God sends us and be happy with it.
I'll take a pintail and a canvasback in exchange for a mallet any day. Let me tell you.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's a lot better shooting. You know, they don't float down and start backpedaling, you know. I can't imagine what Coon has to do to that compared to where we're shooting.
Hey, you know, was some really good news came out of the commission meeting about the snapper season. Now, you do a little bit of snapping fishing, a Cajun fishing.
Very little, but
we need to do more now.
We're going to, because Cody's going to get a 25-footer, and little Tori, I think, likes to do that. So we'll have a couple of boats snapper fishing now, and we like to fool with the triple tail and the cobia as well. So we'll do that. But, that's four-day, 7 days a week starting in April.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. You know, the guys like to do that in the evening after we clean our fish. You know, a few of us will jump in the boat and go hit those rigs around there and have fun with that as well. So
it's easy fishing.
Oh, without a doubt. It's fun, too. But you better bring a lot of hooks. Boy, I tell you, you break off a lot.
Yeah, and you might get lucky and find a cobia. A lemonfish might be swimming around there.
Yeah, we find a bunch of them out there. But that's going to be something good for us. The redfish is going to go down to four. But at least, you know, I didn't want to go three and take the guide limit because that's a 55% reduction. You know, we go from 20 fish to nine fish. That's pretty hard hit. But if we stay at 12 fish, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and, you know, the four fish per person, I think the legislature can live with that because that's whose hands it's in now, and they already said that was something they were looking for. So
correct.
That should finally settle the redfish issue, yeah, for once and for all.
Yeah, and then within 3 years we'll have all our redfish back without another catastrophe, and with the river low like this, it ought to just get really good spawns. So I think it's going to be great. Everything's coming up roses.
Very good. All right, how do they find you guys?
CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could always call me at 504-559-5111. And I had that article in Ducks Unlimited this week, and man, my phone is ringing off the hook, the teal season.
I bet it was. Well, you got any words for your Alabama? I know you got a lot of Alabama customers come over there.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of Alabama people. We call it freaking Alabama, you know, when every time we pass through there, just because of our football rivalry. But I have tons of friends in Alabama. I understand that's where you at today, huh?
That's where I am today. I'm kind of behind enemy lines. No, but it's all SEC. It's all good, you know. Friendly rivalry.
Yeah, they can fish those lakes. They got some nice soccer they fishing in them lakes. They just don't know what they are. They call them crappies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing crappy about a crappie, that's for sure.
No.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week, Captain Ryan. Take care of yourself. We'll see you then.
See you, buddy.
All righty, there he goes. All right, coming back. Well, it's time to wrap it up. We're going to tell you what you can do if you come here to Scott's Marine all day today. We'll do that with Lucio Orfanello right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, a couple of text messages coming in. This one says, good morning. When are they going to put a size limit on sockeye like 9 inches? In about 3 or 4 years, we would have sockeye like Mississippi does. Well, they're doing some research on it right now. They're doing some studies and some fisherman angler surveys, and you may see some changes come about. One thing about sockeye, though, you know, a lot of people, they don't care the size. If it's small, they consider it a delicacy, and again, it would kind of have some angler preference input, but biologically speaking, we should have some data maybe by the end of this year. Another one says, how do you have a kayak tournament and keep 5 fish when you can only keep 2 20-inches? What they do, it's a CPR. It's a catch, photo, and release. So the 5 fish that you catch, if they're all over 20 inches, you're not keeping them. You have to release them. So there's no law against catching them and releasing them. It's just you can't keep any more than 2 over 20. So hope that explains it. All right, Lucio Orfanello joins me again, the owner here at Scott's Marine. We've been here. Boy, I had a great time this morning, Lucio. Wingbone, the turkey call maker. People can come out and see his craft and talk to him. Captain Patrick, one of the most knowledgeable fishermen down here in the Mobile Delta area. He's here to share some tips and fishing. And, of course, we got some good gumbo cranking up back there. Uncle Larry's here with the gumbo. So, and you guys, of course, got a special sale on boats, motors, trailers.
That's right. Hopefully everybody come on out today and see us and come have a good time with us. We'll definitely have some good food and some giveaways, some door prizes. So really looking forward to everyone coming out and seeing what we have to offer.
You got a lot of boats that, kind of match the, area here for the type of fishing that's done on some of the rivers and inshore, close-in fishing.
That's right. We have a wide variety of boats for everyone, from sport boats to fishing boats to pontoon boats and tritunes, ATVs, side-by-side. So, you know, we have a nice selection for people here to see what we have.
You know, really an important aspect of your business, too, is the service end of it, too. You know, boy, when somebody wants to go, they want it yesterday. So tell me about your service department here.
So this business was built off of service first before we got into sales. So our reputation is service first, and we build off of that. That's our number one priority here, service.
I've heard from people that tell me that outboard motor technicians are at a premium. They're hard to find. Why is that? Seems like that's such a great profession. Do you have any difficulty in, getting and keeping service techs?
Well, once I get them, I don't have a problem keeping them.
You got to treat them right.
It's getting them. And the problem with that was quite a few years ago, the manufacturers didn't do a good job promoting technicians on the for the service side. They were more sales oriented, so it's definitely hurt the industry with the technicians. But things are changing. There's quite a few technical schools now in our area that we support for technicians. So hopefully here things will change.
I think that's a great opportunity for a young guy to get involved in. You know, it's a lot of technical information on it too. It's a lot of diagnostics that solve problems with them.
Oh, I mean, you know, we send our techs have to go to school annually, or at least every 2 years, just to stay up with the pace of these engines changing. So, by no means, I mean, these guys make good money.
Absolutely.
Very good money these technicians make today.
Yeah, well, they can come see you if they got somebody. I'm sure you can always use a good tech.
Sure can.
All right, how long are you going to be open today? For people that are listening and didn't get a chance to come early, how late can they come and still take advantage of what's going on?
Well, we'll be here to 5, and then, of course, Riley Cooper can't leave until he sells at least 9 boats today. So, no, we'll be here all day, so please come on out and see us. It looks like this weather has moved on through, so we should have a beautiful day here today.
Yeah, you can't go – well, you could go fishing, but it's going to be tough following that weather for a little while, so it might be a good day to come out and shop and maybe plan for a new boat, motor, and trailer. Got special deals here, Scotts Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta. And during the week, what are your hours all week if somebody couldn't get by today?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We hear Saturdays as well, 8 to 1.
Very good. Come see him. Lucio Orfanello, thanks for having us here. It's been a lot of fun. Really enjoyed getting to see you guys again and talking about the fishing and boating over here in Alabama.
Appreciate you, Don. Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Biloxi Boat Show. I'm going to be drawing the winning ticket from the Mississippi CCA for that Tidewater boat. They told me they're going to hold 200 tickets for the show, so you can still buy one. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be there to do the drawing, and maybe I'll pick you as the winner. I'll see y'all next week. We'll be right back here, same time, same stations. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.